example. Now I want to paint a picture of what this example looks like. In our daily life, in our various relationships, in our interactions, how are we setting an example? Let's go back and consider Paul's charge to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4 and in verse 12, Paul says, "Set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." These are all attributes that manifest in a visible way. If our faith is working in us, it will produce these things as an example to those around us. The first in this list is speech. I think there's a reason for that. Speech is often the first impression that people have. It's one of the most visible and evident things to those around you. And furthermore, it's a way that Christians should demonstrate an obvious contrast to the world. Titus 2 and verse 8 says, "Sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us." We are known by our speech. We will either set an example with our speech, or we will give others a reason to discredit us. James 3, really most of the chapter, but for our sake we'll read verses 8 through 12. "But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh." This is a list of things that are mutually exclusive. These are two things that cannot simultaneously be true. We cannot be an example to others with impure speech. James 1 and 26 says, "If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless." The second thing listed here is conduct. Conduct is our behavior. It's a logical progression. Probably also the second thing that people will observe about us. James 1 and 27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." In our conduct, do we lead an example of service to others? In our behavior, do we set a pattern of restraint and self-control? Do our actions give credit to our cause, or do our actions destroy our credibility? Next listed is love. As we progress through the list, again, this offers a natural progression. Once those around us have seen how we speak and how we act, the love that we have should become evident. 1 Corinthians 13 paints a picture of what an example of love looks like. Verses 4 through 7 read, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." These are the ways that we set an example of love. If we are motivated by love, as we're commanded to be in 1 Corinthians, our love will be a visible pattern for those around us. John 13, 34 through 35 reads, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Our example of love is how we should be identified. Our pattern of love, specifically here speaking of our love for each other, should be so evident to the world that we are Christ's disciples. Next on this list is faith. The fourth thing listed, moral conviction, confidence. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Romans 1:16-17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. We live an example of faith by demonstrating our deep conviction. Unashamed, we set a pattern of visible faith. Purity, moral cleanness. One way that we live, one way that I think is particularly important for us to live as an example of purity is to abstain from sexual immorality. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-5 says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lusts like the Gentiles who do not know God. We live in a world that condones, promotes, and encourages sexual immorality. Christians should be a contrast for an example, a pattern of self-control, refraining from explicit entertainment, refraining from vulgar comments, not partaking in promiscuous relationships. It is our responsibility to be an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. We'll conclude. I'll just recap that examples are powerful. It's our responsibility to be an example. Whether we are a parent, a peer, a neighbor, a coworker, we are always setting an example. Someone's always watching. Our speech, our conduct, our love, our faith, our purity, they are all on display as a pattern to be imitated. Set an example that is worth imitating. We'll offer an invitation. You're an example. You are a pattern. Be an example worth imitating. As Timothy was told in 1 Timothy 4:16, keep close watch over yourself and on the teachings. Persist in this, for by doing so, you will save both yourself and your hearers. The example has been set for us. And if it is your desire to begin to live according to the pattern that is set for us, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.